providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Corlin and McKinney Politics featuring Jim McKinney, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Jim McKinney, probably my best friend in the world. Going to talk a little bit about my favorite subject when you're talking about the ineffectiveness of the Democratic Party. My favorite subject is the border. You know, every time I watch what's going on at the border on either, interestingly enough, CNN or Fox, it is just absolutely hideous what's happening down there. Jimmy, let's get your opinion.
Yeah, so, excuse me, Elon Musk went down and did a live stream yesterday, or yeah, I should say Thursday, the 28th of September, in Eagle Pass in Texas. And he interviewed a couple local sheriffs, the Republican congressman from the area, and some border folks, some Border Patrol people. And then he walked over and saw a large group coming in. But what he was trying to highlight was how many problems there were, even in this little town of Eagle Pass. Population of about 28,000, where according to the mayor and the congressman, they're getting about 11,000 illegal border crossers a day in this little town of 28,000. When they go through the entire border area in and there are different areas down around there that are getting in different groups, they're talking about literally hundreds of thousands of people in a month that come through. So when you look at the actual numbers from the CDC, the illegal border entrances from 2020, basically after the election, towards the end of the, when the Biden administration took over in 2021, from an average roughly a little under 500,000 a year to where we're now in 2023 at about 3 million a year, meaning up to date, we're at about 7 million illegal immigrants crossing. That's more illegal immigrants than the populations in 40 of our 50 states.
That's right. I think a lot of people don't realize that particular statement really puts the gravity of this particular problem front and center. People have to be aware of that.
You know, the Biden administration is certainly having a problem with managing the economy. There's no question we've had significant increases in crime because of the lax, the anti-police policies, because of the, because of actually some of these illegal immigration efforts. They're having a tremendous problem with foreign policy and their funding with the Ukrainian war, what they did in the pullout in Afghanistan, and basically an embarrassment in relationships with Iran, with Western Europe, and many places around the world. But the one thing that is actually having the biggest impact on the future of this nation is this massive influx, demographic change of illegal migrants coming across the border, and then the cost to move them, to house them, to provide them services, to integrate them into schools, to do all the things that the Democratic Party has promised in order to bring them in as new voters. But the reality is it's going to break the system, and it is breaking the system. Clearly in New York with Mayor Adams screaming about it, with the state of New York, Kathy Hochul, the governor, with the state of Massachusetts and the governor declaring a state of emergency, with Boston. And now we've got, busloads going into Chicago and all these areas that, quote, were sanctuary cities back in the Trump administration because they tried to make a political statement, but they can't either afford it and their populations are getting fed up. So what we're seeing right now is the most damaging event to America that you have probably seen in our lifetimes and certainly possibly within the entire, since the Civil War.
You're saying our entire history, Jimmy?
I'm saying at least since the Civil War, the violence of the Civil War. We're talking about, basically a massive influx. If you remember, prior to the 2016 and even the 2020 election, most of the leftist ideologues said, hey, there were about 11 to 15 million illegal immigrants. Many of them on the right and the Centers for Immigration, the people that did research, looked at about 20 to 21 million. Right. We're now approaching 30 million illegal immigrants, which is about 7 to 8% of the overall population of the United States. That is way too much to carry the load when there's really, you know, and simultaneously, the people that legally want to enter are having a harder time with it, and the restrictions are so difficult. The length of time you wait for a green card and then eventual citizenship. But these people are fast tracking, jumping ahead of the system and getting financial support from this government. And why? Because basically they think that's going to help them politically. Yep.
Jim, let me ask you, in your opinion, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I think I want everybody to know that you're not necessarily just a one-way guy. In your lifetime, have you ever voted for a Democrat? And if so, why?
Well, so, I mean, that's an interesting question. I've served in the military since I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
And spent most of my time overseas. So national elections, when I was overseas, I was able to do remote voting.
Right.
On a few occasions when I was back for school or whatever, I was in my district or could do local elections. There were a couple of times when I was very young, I had a different view. You know, as they say, when you're young, if you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart. If you're older and you're a liberal, you don't have a brain. So I actually have always been conservative my entire life.
Yeah.
And I picked candidates that were focused on freedom, on individual choice, on policies that would actually keep America strong. So I won't say that I ever really voted for a Democrat, though I've had different views on life over time.
Yeah.
What I see now, though, with this border dilemma was what happened in California when I was young, basically a conservative state, massive influx of illegal immigrants into the U.S., ultimately, you know, given driver's license, ultimately given the opportunity, though not legally to vote, but they were on voter registration rolls. They were, there was more names to be able to put out there. And then the Democrats doing a very good job at orchestrating and organizing in these big urban areas this left vote with the number of ballots that they could collect and harvest. That's changed the outcome. The overall dynamics, the immigration into California changed the dynamics.
Yeah.
I think that's the template. I speculate that's a template the Democrats wanted, and it was successful there. And California, unfortunately, because of its population, kind of drives its economy and its population, drives the direction of the nation. There's a guy named Michael Nesbitt that wrote a book way back in the 80s that was actually kind of highlighted how you could, you know, capitalize on that, on those changes in California. The problem is it's going in the wrong direction. It's moving more towards Venezuela, more towards a socialist system, which is very destructive. And without that pushback, and unfortunately, the Republican Party has done nothing to push back in California. They gave it up, and people like Karl Rove gave it up for the way that they wanted to run election processes. And the reality is without a fight there, you're going to lose the nation. And that's what we're seeing with Gavin Newsom potentially moving into fill for Joe Biden if he doesn't make it to the election.
Yeah. Well, the only comment I can make is I think Joe Biden is a good example of a Democrat. There's no question on that. My problem with Joe Biden, and I think and the reason I have a problem is I think he is a frail human being, and you cannot be a mentally or physically frail human being in this day and age. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back and wrap up the program with some opinions, more opinions on President Biden. Stick around.